is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. Welcome back. We're happy to have you with us for another empowerment session today. We're here for a discussion on a topic that involves one word, one name, one person, and that is Jesus. Somebody's probably asking, well, who is Jesus? I want you to know that he is the human divine Son of God, the Son of the living God, who was born to die. Scripture says, being found in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And he was given a name which is above every name. And at that name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This was recorded by Paul in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Jesus' work encompassed so much that we cannot include it all today. So we're just taking a segment of it. So we're asking you to join us today in exploring the heart of Jesus Christ's mission, which embraces salvation, healing, and deliverance for everyone. Now, he was sent to show the love of God and to offer salvation to humanity through Jesus' teachings, his life, death, and resurrection, ultimately restoring a relationship which was broken by sin. His personal name was Jesus. Again, the title Christ means anointed, the Messiah. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and the holy power and gave him power. So therefore he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by Satan. God was with him. So now this is a beautiful journey that we are about to talk about that invites all of us to experience hope and transformation. Jesus Christ's arrival into the world marks a pivotal moment in human history, embodying a mission of salvation, healing, and deliverance for all mankind. Now, you're going to hear those three words quite frequently throughout today's session: salvation, healing, and deliverance. His life and teachings have profoundly influenced billions, offering a message of hope, love, and redemption that transcends time and culture. Let's take a look at salvation. Salvation is the core of his mission, and it is deliverance from the power of sin. At the heart of Jesus Christ's mission is the concept of salvation. According to Christian belief, humanity was in a state of separation from God due to sin. Jesus, the Son of God, was sent to bridge that gap. His birth, celebrated as Christmas, signifies the divine entering the human realm. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross is seen as the ultimate act of love, providing a means for humanity to be reconciled with God. As stated in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world
that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. This verse encapsulates the essence of Jesus' mission to offer eternal life to all who believe in him. Oh, what great love the Father bestowed upon us. Now the next word, healing, restoring wholeness. That was a part of his mission, including salvation. Jesus' ministry was marked by numerous acts of healing, demonstrating his compassion and power. And all he had to do was speak the word, and the body was restored to pristine health. He healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind. He caused the lame to walk. He even raised the dead. These miracles were not just physical restorations, but also symbolic of spiritual healing. Jesus' healings often involved a deeper restoration of individuals to their communities and to God. For instance, when he healed the lepers, he not only cured their physical ailment, but also restored their social standing, allowing them to rejoin their communities. This holistic approach to healing underscores Jesus' desire to restore wholeness to every aspect of human life. That is his desire, for us to be restored to every phase of human life. And through him, it can be done if we only believe and allow this miracle to happen in our lives. So then we get to the third part, which is deliverance, and that is freedom from bondage. You know, all of us can say at some point in our lives, we have been held bondage by something from which we desired to be released. In addition to healing, Jesus' mission included delivering people from various forms of bondage. This included casting out demons and freeing individuals from spiritual oppression. His deliverance ministry highlighted the reality of spiritual warfare and the power of God over evil. Jesus' authority over demonic forces was evident in numerous accounts, such as the story of the Gerasene demoniac. He sent out a legion of demons. He cast them out, liberating the man from his torment. This act of deliverance is a powerful testament of Jesus' role as a liberator, bringing freedom to those enslaved by sin and spiritual darkness. Just as Jesus did it to the Gerasene demoniac, he can do it for us. Deliver, casting out all demonic spirits. He will do that. Now we have a message for all mankind. As we discuss salvation, the core of his mission, deliverance from the power of sin, healing, restoring wholeness, and deliverance, freedom from bondage, anything that's holding us down, through Jesus, we can be delivered. So this message for all mankind reminds us that Jesus was an example of what he taught. As Christians, people who say that we are Christ-like, we must not only talk the life of Christ, but we should live it also. Jesus's mission was universal, extended beyond the boundaries of ethnicity, social status, and geography. His teachings emphasized love, forgiveness, and compassion, calling all people to a higher standard of living. He emphasized love. He taught love. People could see love in his life. And we must be the same way. For we say we have God in us. We have Jesus in us. Then we must have and show love. For God is love. And he wrote in his word, "By this shall all men know that we are his disciples, that we have love one for another." People will know that we are like Jesus because we have the love of God in us. And the scripture tells us to love your enemy. It's easy to love people who love you, but we are mandated to love our enemies. Do good to those, the word says, who misuse you, desiring to see your downfall. You know they want to see you fall. But according to the word of God and the example that Jesus gave us, we must love them anyhow. If our enemy is hungry, the Bible says to feed them. If they're naked, clothe them. And then we must learn to forgive. When people hurt us, we must forgive them. Do not hold on to it. It's a burden to us. Again, Jesus showed us an example of forgiveness. When they nail him to the cross, they put the nails in his hand. They drove them in his feet, pierced him in his side, and out forth came blood and water. He was in pain. He could have said, he had the power to speak to his father and say, "Father, destroy these people." But instead he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." This may be a difficult task for us, but we are mandated to forgive no matter what people do to us. We must forgive. And not only that, we must have compassion for one another. And when you are compassionate, you not only feel sorry for the misfortunes of others, but you also reach out to help them. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan. When this man was injured on the side of the road, many people walked by him, even the priest or the preacher, and did nothing to help him. But there was a man who stopped to help this man. And we call him today the Good Samaritans. We should be Good Samaritans, just like Jesus was an example of a Good Samaritan. He loved us so that he gave his life that we could live. Remember the Great Commission, as recorded in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, in it, wherein we are instructed as his followers to go and make disciples of all nations, underscoring the global scope of his message. Go, make disciples. It will not always be easy, but if we read the story of Jesus and what he had to endure, but he did it until the end, showing love, forgiveness, and compassion. We know that we must do the same. Know that through his sacrificial love, miraculous healings, and power deliverance, Jesus provides a path to eternal life, wholeness, and freedom for all who believe in him. Now, his life and teachings continue to inspire and transform lives offering a message of hope and redemption that is as relevant today as it was over 2,000 years ago. As a reminder, when we live like Jesus, have the love of Jesus, we can teach others that his story is true. And he is very much alive today in the Christians. And that's why you can hear people say, one writer wrote, he is the center of my joy. Someone else said that he's my rock in a weary land, my bridge over troubled waters, my light in darkness. He's my healer. He's my restorer to pristine health. He's my great example of love, and that we too must be or become an example of love, forgiveness, and compassion. Jesus, what a mighty name. Let's be an example of the Son of the Living God. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all as you continue to let your light shine, representing the Son of the Living God, Jesus Christ himself, the Anointed One. Good day.